So, Molly, I mean, what do we know about the incoming Prime Minister, Peter Modiar? I mean, he's not a liberal. He leads a center-right party. So what could this mean for the EU? What could it mean for the Ukraine war?
Yeah, a real reality check, I think, for people around the world who are celebrating this or looking at the headlines with some relief. He is a staunch conservative. He was part of Orban's party for many, many years. But what he has said is that he will restore checks and balances. He will restore democratic systems that were eroded over the last 16 years. And the most important thing that is ringing through European capitals this morning, he has said that he will approach the EU with an outstretched hand. Now, in Brussels, a massive sigh of relief. We have heard from Ursula von der Leyen, of course, the president of the European Commission this morning, Joe. And she says a country reclaims its European path. The union grows stronger. And it is not just a symbolic win. It is a real practical win for EU member states, Joe. A lot of major decisions require all 27 member states to sign off. Orban has basically wielded a veto. And so there's a lot of kind of hopefulness that actually Peter Modiar may actually kind of become more involved and be more open to some of the member state bloc's decisions.